Chapter 10. Queen Dalwyn wanted to keep trying to get pregnant, and I absolutely refused to deny her of that wish. My eyes were fixated firmly on her rear as she floated through the air. Dalwyn's ass was just the right amount of small, tight, bubble, plump, and curvy, and it was covered only by a paper-thin sheet of white sheer fabric that revealed all. Still, my mind couldn't help but wonder to what it would look like bouncing back and forth as I pounded into her.
"Where are you guys off to?"
Malky's voice asked in my head.
"Are you going to find more food?"
"We're, that's exactly what we're doing," I lied to the copper-scaled dragon. "Dalwyn and I are going exploring for, like, the next hour or two. If you see anything in the meantime, just sound the alarm and we'll come running."
"Oh, please,"
Lazon snickered.
"We all know what you two are planning on doing. I'm just curious where you're going to do it."
"Do what?" Eric's voice asked from the ground. "There isn't much to explore down here other than a bunch of open space filled with rocks and ash and..."
"Wait.
Ew! Please tell me you're not talking about what I think you're talking about!"
"Okay," I laughed. "Then that's what I'll tell you. Dalwyn and I are going off to explore certain parts of the island, maybe including some parts that haven't been explored yet." Dalwyn's grip tightened in my hand, so she must have appreciated my double entendre. The orange-winged queen guided me over to the far side of the volcanic mountain and then pointed down the sprawling expanse below. There, about 50 feet down the dark volcanic rock, was an opening the size of a small automobile.
"That's where we'll try again,"
the queen purred.
"I've already scouted, and there's plenty of room for both of us, as well as for the activities we have planned."
"You've really thought this through," I chuckled.
"Of course I did,"
Dalwyn shrugged.
"What else was I supposed to do the whole time you were away? It was all I could think about."
Now that was what I like to hear. Even though I'd been far away from the Morpho woman and we just made love 2 days prior, she still couldn't keep me off her mind. In fact, I was so prominently on her mind that it looked like she actually went out of her way to figure out the complicated logistics of our next lovemaking session. It was enough to make a king proud, and as hard as a fucking rock. We both carefully climbed down the side of the volcano until we came to the opening of the cave. Then Dalwyn sat down, hung her legs over the side of the opening, and pushed herself off. Her petite body disappeared through the rocky gap, and there was silence. My heart pounded inside my chest as the silence stoked my concern. Then I heard Dalwyn's voice emerge from the underground cavern.
"What are you waiting for, Ben?"
the Morpho Queen asked.
"I don't need to come up there and hold your hand, do I?"
"Nah," I answered. "But if you want, I've got something else for you to hold."
"Come down here, and I just might."
Dalwyn's regal voice beckoned. I sat down on my ass, dangled my legs over the side of the opening, and shoved off. My body felt like it became weightless for a split second, but then gravity took control and sent me plummeting down into the abyss. Thankfully, there really wasn't that far to go. Within a few seconds of falling, my boots slammed into the stony ground of the cave, and I wobbled a bit as I tried to steady myself. There was enough light shining in through the opening to light up the cavern with a soft glow, and I could now see our surroundings in more detail. The walls were smooth and dry, and there was nothing inside the space, save for a few raised platforms that were flattened like a table. The cave wasn't very large, but there was just enough space for the two of us to fit with a bit of wiggle room. And knowing what was about to come next, we were going to need all the wiggle room we could get.
"Do you like it?"
Dalwyn questioned as she bit her lower lip.
"It was the best I could find on such short notice."
"I love it," I smirked. "It's nice and cozy, and those platforms actually look way more comfortable than I would have guessed."
"They're very comfortable,"
the yellow-haired queen confirmed with a nod.
"I tested each and every one before you got here."
"You tested them?" I questioned as my smirk grew bigger. "And how exactly did you test these things?"
"I laid down on them,"
Dalwyn shrugged.
"And then I made a few motions as if we were caught up in the moment, just to see if it would be comfortable for whoever was on the bottom."
Well, that all depends on how it goes, I teased the orange-winged beauty. And how you want it.
We were fairly straightforward last time,
the queen admitted.
Don't get me wrong, you were incredible, but we perhaps played it a bit too vanilla.
My heart now thudded with the speed of a jet engine as I thought about all the crazy things this yellow-haired queen was planning to do. What's that got to do with anything? I asked. And how do we plan on changing that?
There are several theories as to why the women in my tribe have never had the blessing of a child.
Dalwyn continued.
Though Ahuara told me you seem to have figured it out with those... What did you call them? Fertilizers? That they were ingesting?
Yeah, I explained. I'm about 90% sure that's what made the men all infertile.
You're probably right.
The Morpho Queen shrugged.
But there is a proverb handed down from one of our gods I've always been a fan of. One I always thought related to our situation perfectly. The goddess Parlen says a Morpho woman will only become pregnant if her man's seed is strong enough to fight its way to her womb, and only after she herself has felt the stings of intimate pleasure.
I'm not exactly following. I tilted my head to the side. For some reason, the image of sperm cells all wearing leather-wielding weapons and fighting each other Thunderdome-style flitted through my mind.
I believe that means it cannot be delivered through conventional methods,
she explained.
Or, in this case, conventional positions.
Oh, I grinned intensely at the thought. I could think of a few unconventional positions to get you in.
I can't wait.
Dolan's face lit up.
Our mates always told us it was all nonsense. Though in retrospect, that was probably just because they didn't like the idea they had to make us feel pleasure before they felt theirs. And then they were always too tired afterwards to try again. So they just claimed Parlen's words were false.
That sounds like a lot of dudes I knew back home, I chuckled. It's good to know the concept of selfish lover is a universal trait that transcends species. Dalwyn snickered at my comment.
Thankfully, you are anything but a selfish lover, Ben.
My cock rose to a tension inside of my pants, and Dalwyn noticed instantly. The Morpho Queen took a few steps toward me, placed one hand against my face, and then the other against my erection. The feeling of her soft hands against my dick made me 10 times harder, even if I was still protected by the fabric prison of my trousers. I, for one, think Pollen's ideas are great. I whispered into the queen's ear. I'm going to make you climax, and then I'll fill you with my seed in any damn position you want. Dalwyn's body tensed up at my words, and then she let out a soft...
Any position I want?
She asked as she looked at me with her beautiful violet eyes. You just tell me what you think is best, and I'll make it work for you. I winked. The yellow-haired beauty bit her lip, and her hands began to fumble around at my belt. She pulled off the leather strip that held my weapons, tossed them to the side with a soft thud, and then got down on her knees.
I'm going to reward you first.
The queen purred as she wrapped her hands around my waistband.
It's the least I can do, since I know just how great my reward is going to be.
It felt like every single drop of blood in my body was now resting in my erection as it stood as stiff as a granite statue. Dalwyn yanked down my pants to reveal my rock-hard cock and then did a double take. What can I say? I smirked. I'm excited about my reward. Dalwyn looked up at me with her wide purple eyes before she leaned backward and brushed her yellow locks behind her ears. Oh shit, she was really getting serious. The Morpho Queen then reached down, grabbed the bottom of her tunic, and lifted it up over her head. Her plump, thick breasts jiggled as they fell free, and her pale nipples were already as hard as diamonds against her flesh. Dalwyn tossed the garment to the side and then looked up at me as she placed her arms underneath her breasts and smooshed them together.
Like what you see?
The naked, yellow-haired beauty purred. Obviously. I nodded to my erection, which was now seeping pre-cum out of the tip in anticipation of what was coming next. My dick was throbbing, and it was practically begging to be deep inside of the naked butterfly woman. Thankfully, Darwin fulfilled its request very quickly. The queen wrapped her left hand around the shaft of my cock, bent forward, and licked the pre-cum away. She then pushed it an inch or two into her mouth and stared up at me as she made circles around the head with her tongue. Then, without missing a beat, she began to stroke me while she continued to circle. My entire lower body clenched up as waves of pleasure shot through every fiber of my being. The Morpho Queen moaned as she pleasured me intensely. The next thing I knew, her free hand raised up and began to rub longingly against my abs, and the mixture of Dalwin's primal, sensual motions against my cock and her soft touch on my body blended together to create the strangest sensation of pure, longing ecstasy. "Oh, holy fuck, that feels incredible," I groaned. "You're a fucking master with that tongue."
"That's nothing,"
Dalwin winked as she pulled off.
"Watch this, my king."
The yellow-haired woman opened her mouth wide, let her tongue flop out, and placed it against the side of my erection. Dalwin then proceeded to lick up and down the sides of my shaft until she got down to my balls. Her warm, wet tongue circled each of my testicles before she gave them a soft suck, and then she moved back up to my rock-hard dick. She rubbed the balls tenderly as she licked me up and down, and I edged closer and closer to the light at the end of the tunnel. My balls were so tight they were practically inside my body, and my ass was so tense I felt like I could have launched a penny off it if I released too quickly. That's when Dalwin drew her tongue back into her mouth and placed her lips around the tip of my erection. She slowly pushed her head down onto my cock, and my whole body was a tensely coiled spring. I grabbed a handful of the queen's yellow locks, which elicited an excited moan from her muffled mouth. Then I guided her mouth down my cock slowly until I sensed her tight, warm throat take control of the situation. And the second my cock was in her throat, I loosened my grip on Dalwin's hair and let her commence doing the work. The yellow-haired beauty made a few soft gagging noises as she tried to take me all in. She had to stop a few times to catch her breath, but she continued on like a trooper. I could tell Dalwin was definitely one of the more experienced members of her tribe. But this was only her second time trying to take me all in. And I knew from past experience my women had a hard time taking it in at once. However, she pushed on with determination glinting in her violet eyes, and I eventually felt myself bottom out inside of her throat. "Holy shit, your throat is so fucking tight," I gasped. My excitement only seemed to turn Dalwin on even more, and the Morpho woman began to go up and down my cock like she was bobbing for apples. The warm coil in my abdomen was now as tight as it could go, and I knew I was going to blow at any second now. However, I held on for as long as I could, and my eyes looked over the sexy naked woman who was down on her knees before me. Her bare feet moved playfully as she sucked me, and her back was arched so her firm, large ass was jutted out on full display. Dalwin's violet eyes never once left my face, and her demeanor was purely radiant as she gagged down on my cock. Yeah. I was about to fucking explode. I think I'm almost there," I warned through a moan. Dalwin's eyes lit up at my words, and she increased her pace tenfold. Then her hand squeezed my ball softly as she moved her mouth up and down on my dick with the speed of a cheetah. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore. My cock pulsated as I let out a deep groan, and then unloaded my warm love into Dalwin's mouth. The yellow-haired queen gasped when she tasted my cum in her throat, but then she took it in stride and continued to pleasure me. Her throat muscles clenched as she swallowed my load down like a champ, and once I was finished, she slowly let my dick fall from her lips. There was a single dribble of my cum still on her chin, but she wiped it away with her fingers, looked me dead in the eyes, and then lapped it up with her tongue.
"Yum,"
Dalwin purred.
"I think you liked your reward."
"You liked it too, apparently," I winked. "Now the question is, are you ready for seconds?"
"Mm-hmm."
The yellow-haired queen grinned. Dalwin placed her hands against my waist and then stood up from her position slowly. Her thin, soft lips kissed against my chest as she rose up, and she gently tugged my shirt off my body as she went. Then Dalwin threw the garment to the side as she got up to my head and softly began to suck on the nape of my neck. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I moaned as I let my hands explore her body. I flitted my fingers across each one of her rock-hard nipples as I ran my other hand along the small of her back, and I gave her ass a gentle squeeze before I started to trace along her delicate spine with my index finger. Then, with my right hand, I allowed myself to wander downward to her warm, tender mound. My index and middle fingers slipped inside of Dalwyn with no effort whatsoever. She was already as wet as a monsoon, and I couldn't help but moan as I plunged my fingers in and out of her velvet tunnel gently. At the same time, I located her clitoris with my thumb and started to make circles around it softly. I was barely grazing it with each pass, and it must have started to drive Dalwyn wild.
Oh, Ben!
The Morpho Queen's pussy spasmed each time my thumb graced her clit, and she eventually stopped sucking on my neck and looked me dead in the eyes. Even though she didn't say anything, her eyes and expression were begging me to fuck her. Her mouth was slightly agape in a gasp, her lips were trembling as her purple eyes stared into mine, and each time I brushed past her clitoris, Dalwyn tensed up and bit her lip. I didn't want to keep teasing the poor woman. It was just about time to go in for the kill. The only question was, how did I want to do it? "What do you want me to do to you?" I whispered. And the Morpho woman's face turned completely white.
You want me to tell you?
She gulped. "I do," I whispered, and then began to nibble on her neck.
I want you to make love to me in the air.
Dalwyn finally conceded.
Like while I'm flying on my wings.
Done. I grinned as I slapped my hand around her ass and then lifted her up into the air. I gave Dalwyn's back no support whatsoever. So her beautiful orange wings were forced to flap viciously to keep her from falling. Then, once she was airborne, I slowly spread her legs and moved her closer, so she was hovering over my returning erection. Bits of wet excitement dripped out of Dalwyn's slick pussy lips as she inched closer to my cock, and the sight of her passion only made me grow 10 times more aroused. Within seconds, I was back to full mast, and the edge of my penis was resting right at the entrance to Dalwyn's velvet tunnel. The queen's wings now flapped with the intensity of a typhoon, and I could see the excitement on her face when she felt my cock touch her womanhood. Then I placed my hands against Dalwyn's ass and forced her onto my erection. Both of us let out deep, guttural groans as I entered her, and her body trembled in my arms. Her pussy was wet with her love, and my dick slid all the way into her with no effort whatsoever. Dalwyn's tight tunnel spasmed around me as I bottomed out inside of her, and I felt the head of my cock touch her cervix.
"Oh, my gods, Ben!"
Dalwyn whimpered.
"You're so big!"
"And you're so damn tight," I growled as I leaned forward and bit her earlobe softly. Dalwyn responded with a soft moan, so I began to thrust my hips rhythmically against her. Her mouth opened like she wanted to scream, but nothing seemed to come out. Instead, she just silently expressed her satisfaction by letting her eyes roll back into her head as I pumped my manhood in and out of her warm, tender pussy. Once I had a rhythm going, I began to increase the pace of my thrusts. Dalwyn's wings started to flap harder as her breasts jiggled wildly with each motion, and her eyes closed as she took me all in.
"Ben!"
Dalwyn gasped.
"This is amazing!"
"That's about to get even better," I warned. "Do you trust me?" Dalwyn opened her eyes and quirked her head to the side.
What do you mean?"
"You wanted an unconventional position, right?" I smirked. "Well, I think I've got one for you. But it's going to take a bit of arm strength on my part and some strategic flying on yours."
"Yes,"
the yellow-haired beauty moaned.
I want to do it."
"All right," I grinned. "Be ready to switch your flight trajectory on 3. 1, 2, 3. In one swift motion, I reached up, grabbed Dalwyn's fragile wrists, and pushed her all the way down onto my cock. We both gasped as I bottomed out in her again, but then I quickly leaned her back so she was upside down. Her orange wings caught her before she fell out of my grip, and her pelvis was still pressed tightly up against my own. I held the Morpho Queen there for a second as I took it all in. Dalwyn's head was now down near my feet, and her breasts and her hair were dangling upside down as gravity pulled them toward the ground. Yet, I was still inside of her, and I was about to rock her world. I held onto her arms tightly as I started to pump in and out of her from above. In this position, my cock somehow went even deeper inside of her, and we both tensed up and moaned as waves of pleasure shot through our bodies.
Oh, Ben!
Dalwyn half gasped, half moaned.
This is incredible. It feels like I can feel every single inch of you.
Oh, and I can feel all of you, I responded through a groan. It's fucking amazing. I continued to fuck Dalwyn in this position for a solid 5 minutes, until I finally started to notice her moans becoming more hurried. Her pussy grew even tighter around my manhood, and I knew it would all be over soon. Finally, the yellow-haired beauty hit her limits. Dalwyn's whole body tensed up as she sat up in midair, and her mouth opened wide as a soft moan slipped out from her lips and then slowly increased in volume. Dalwyn groaned as she climaxed in my arms. Her velvet tunnel went insane as she orgasmed, and her love juices flooded around me like a groundswell of water. The sounds of her pure ecstasy sent me over the edge as well, so I grabbed her wrists and pulled her up tightly against my body. I erupted what felt like a gallon of seed into her waiting womb, and Dalwyn whined as she realized just how much I was filling her with. Then, once our excitement died down a bit, I slowly raised the queen back into an upright position and let my cock slide out from her. Almost instantly, Dalwyn ran over and laid down on the flat pedestal in the cave. Her legs were still spread open, and I could see how the yellow tufts of hair were now matted and wet against her skin. Small drops of my semen oozed out of her vertical slit, but she quickly closed her legs to try and keep it in.
It's more likely to take if I don't stand,
the queen explained as she smiled sheepishly. Dalwyn, I chuckled as I walked over to the beautiful naked woman. Did you feel how strong my orgasm was? I think there'd be a good chance of getting you pregnant even if we had been fucking in zero gravity. I ran my fingers along Dalwyn's soft body as I approached her face, from her silky legs to her plump breasts, and then to her tender chin. I knelt down so I was at eye level with the butterfly beauty, and then proceeded to kiss her cheek. Then I ran my fingers through her yellow locks as I looked deep into her eyes and saw nothing but pure bliss.
Oh, that was great, Ben.
She sighed longingly.
Pollen will surely bless us with a child now.
I hope so, I agreed. But even if she doesn't, that means we'll just have to try again, right?
That's quite a predicament.
Dalwyn giggled.
I'd love to do this again. Many more times, in fact.
Well, if we ever figure out how to wipe out these orc bastards once and for all, we'll be able to live in peace, I explained. And if that happens, we'll have nothing to do but build up our civilization and continue to fuck like rabbits.
Rabbits?
Dalwyn questioned with a frown.
What are those?
They're these little furry creatures back from my world, I continued. They're always having babies, like, all the time. Hence why they're always fucking.
I'd love to live like that.
The queen sighed as she stared up at the ceiling of the darkened cave.
I've never been graced with the blessing of even a single child, though I would like to have many.
That could be arranged, I promised the gorgeous woman. Trust me, I'd love to have the chance to do this sort of thing to you again. Many, many more times.
Oh, as would I, Ben.
She giggled.
As would I.
Dalwyn continued to lay there in the buff as I walked around the cave and began to get dressed. Then, after about 10 solid minutes of letting my seed all seep into her womb, the Morpho Queen finally stood up and went back to get her tunic. She tucked it back onto her body, tied up the literal loose ends, and then adjusted it so it fit snugly against her body. We should get back, I sighed. As much as I'd love to just stay here with you in this cave all day, I don't know if or when Jonas is going to need us.
Us?
Dalwyn teased.
I'm the one who's getting rebonded with the dragon, remember? You'll have to wait your turn.
I already have a dragon bond. I shook my head and chuckled. I don't think it's physically possible to have another. Dalwyn's eyes widened, and she crossed her arms across her busty chest.
You have a dragon bond? I thought that was why you were here in the first place.
That's right. I'd almost forgotten Dalwyn hadn't been with us for the majority of our journey on the Morpho Island. I'd explained all this stuff to Ahuara and the rest of the tribe, but it appeared they hadn't shared the information with their queen. "You know the copper-scale dragon out there?" I reminded her. "The one who's always traveling with us. My son is bonded to him, and I'm bonded to that dragon's father."
I didn't realize,"
the yellow-haired queen gasped.
"I knew your tall crewmate had bonded to Tyrion, and I knew your son was chummy with the other dragon, but I didn't realize he was actually bonded with him, or that you had a dragon bond, too."
"Yep," I smiled proudly. "I'm bonded with George the Water Dragon. Mira is bonded with the Water Dragon as well, so neither of us would even have the chance to bond with one of the fire-breathing creatures anyway. It's mainly the Kunag and Sela I wanted to connect with the dragons, so they'd have some of their own."
"You wanted to give Lazan and Nadir fire-breathing dragons that would obey their every order?"
Dolwyn chuckled.
"I can imagine the chaos now."
"Chaos is what we need," I reminded the yellow-haired Morpho. "The orcs certainly cause enough of it, so we'll need to fight fire with literal fire."
"It'll still work out,"
Dolwyn shrugged.
"Didn't you say there were 8 dragons in this volcano? That's 6 for us, 6 Morphos, and then 2 more for your friends. You may still get to see your chaotic fire in the skies, Draco Rex."
Even though Dolwyn had meant it as a joke, my mind thought back to the horrific vision Jonas experienced earlier, the one where he saw flames and heard me shouting. Lazan and Nadir would definitely bring chaos to the skies if they were bonded with fire-breathing dragons. But that still didn't sound like the sort of thing Jonas had seen. What the soothsayer saw was pure, unadulterated destruction. I just hoped my friends and I were the ones doing the destroying, and not the other way around. The Butterfly Queen and I both finished putting on our clothes, and then we headed over to the mouth of the cave. It was about 8 feet above us on the wall, too high to reach on my own, and with no footholds to get up there. So I took a few steps back, charged forward, and then used my leg muscles to propel myself up into the air. My hands grabbed onto the ledge above, and I hoisted myself up and out into the fresh mountain air. Dolwyn floated up right behind me and landed at my side. Then we locked arms, turned toward the peak of the volcano, and headed back to the main opening. We'd had our fun. But now it was time to get serious with the ceremony.